1. The population surplus. I refresh my inbox one last time, hoping to conjure a bold font, all caps subject line marked urgent. That will give me an excuse to spend the night at the office. But no magic salvation message materializes. Only a bunch of last-minute holiday shopping offers. I click the email boxes in anger, wanting to snap the mouse in half. Delete, delete, delete. All the Christmas-loving idiots must have stopped working hours ago. They should all be boiled in their own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through their hearts. The clock on my desk strikes 3, leaving me no escape. Almost time to go. From my corner office in the Wilkins and Marley Tower, I stare out the windows at the mist clouding the city. Bleak, biting weather aligned with my mood. The dingy cloud engulfing New York City is so dense it obscures everything, lights, buildings, and Central Park, of which I usually have an unobstructed view. But the thick fog doesn't cover the angry sounds of the car horns blaring around Columbus Circle. The scarce visibility must be causing all kinds of traffic jams around Manhattan. I could use it as an excuse to stay longer and then blame traffic if I turn out to be late. But if I do, I'd probably end up stuck in the commuting madness and fully miss my family's annual Christmas carnage. If nothing else, I should leave early. Gosh, I hate the holidays. With a heavy sigh, I accept my fate. I shut my laptop, a little too forcefully perhaps, and head for the coat hanger behind the door. Is she ever going to leave? Deborah's voice drifts in through the open door. My junior assistant is whispering, but not softly enough for me not to hear, especially not now I'm standing so close. Yeah, believe it or not, she has a family. Annabelle, the senior assistant, replies. What? Deborah hisses. She's married? No, no, Annabelle says as if the mere idea were absurd. I didn't mean a husband. Right. Does she even date? She had a serious boyfriend like ages ago when we were still working at Bucknam, but nothing ever since that I know of. Really? Who was the guy? Sam Crawley, some kind of artist, Annabelle says. A wistful pang squeezes my heart. I can't pretend that hearing Sam's name tossed around so casually leaves me indifferent, not even after all these years. Was he hot? Very. I have to silently agree. Looks were never a weak spot for Sam. And what happened? I've no idea. One day he was on her speed dial, and the next, she instructed me to erase him from all her contacts. Sounds torrid. I bet it was. Anyway, we should be off the hook soon. Every Christmas, she goes to visit her sister. Annabelle pauses before delivering the punchline. In Jersey. Are you kidding me? Deborah is rightfully shocked. Caroline Wilkins in Jersey? I thought that if she ever crossed the Manhattan border to go anywhere other than Paris or Milan, the soles of her Prada would auto-combust.